Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
What's my line?
Hey yo.
What is it?
Hey yo.
Oh. Hey yo, I'm Mo. I should write that down.
You should write that down.
It's hard to remember.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're pretty stupid.
Yeah, well, that's true. All right, first subject, yours. Go ahead.
Well, speaking of pretty stupid and speaking of hey yo, let's talk about Scott Hall.
All right, let's talk about Scott Hall.
Scott Hall stumbling down the aisle, being helped to the ring on an independent show. It was last week.
Yeah, it was a 30th anniversary show for an independent group. They let him in the ring in that condition. He threw a punch that, I mean, John Cena thought this was a bad-looking punch.
Yes, yes. Ken Kennedy thought he looked bad.
Yeah, this was not good. And unfortunately, this guy, all these years and all the help he's received, and it's going to end badly. And I said this on Twitter. I mean, he showed up in no condition to work. He was put in the ring. He looked horrible. Sounds to me like he's on his way back to TNA.
I think so. I think he's going to win the TNA title.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he's online to get rehired by Dixie. This is what she looks for in her performers.
Totally.
But and I talked about before about how Nash is now going to have try and intervene again. But Nash is an enabler, always has been, whether he wants to admit it or not. Scott Hall it will end badly, and that's the sad thing.
It really is getting sad. I mean, it was a top rope promotion show
in
the Hall Fall in Fall River, Maine, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And it took him 15 minutes to get to the ring. Two guys were helping him.
Yeah, I don't know if it took that long. I did see the video, but it was pathetic.
You know, couldn't do a promo.
You don't even want to make fun of the guy for it because it's past that point. It's past the point where it's funny or it's really sad and it's a little bit scary.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, Scotty Too Hotty, one of the guys that, you know, you always think of he's always been quiet and respectful and such. And, he even said, you know, just embarrassing.
Well, wasn't he one of the biggest stars of the Attitude Era? Scotty Too Hotty?
No, that was his partner.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He was the bigger star.
That was his partner.
But I mean, it took him 15 minutes just to get to the ring. Scott Hall is well known for taking 45 minutes just to get warmed up.
Well, the thing was, I mean, he was clearly
No, he's
just,
not Greg the Hammer Valentine, is
no,
he?
No, he's not Greg
sure
the Hammer Valentine. No, he's just clearly hammered or you know, whatever
and
he is.
He looks so old.
And he can barely walk, you know. You're
actually watching it right now as we're talking about it. And for those of you who haven't seen it, it is on YouTube, but, you almost don't want to see it. I feel sorry for the people who paid money. I feel sorry for the other performers. But I think, cut an angle, be proactive, don't let him in the ring, don't pay him. He's complaining. He wants to be paid as soon as he gets off his plane trip, which was paid for by him.
Well,
nobody booked this man again. That's
no,
a lesson.
And that's the thing. I mean, I'm watching him try to do his tornado punch where he's in jeans and a shirt. I mean, he doesn't get changed at all. I mean, he's being helped out of the ring. You know, he teamed with Justin Credible, I guess, who, you know.
Yeah, Justin Credible, who actually said, oh, he has his demons, but he's doing the best he can out there. Justin, of course, one of the clique. Sticking up for his boy. It is ironic this happens immediately after he says he can't go to Mania because there's too many temptations. Immediately after.
Yeah, and there we are. It's just the key word is pathetic.
It's past the point of being funny.
The fact
it's
that Scott
sad.
Hall, I mean,
it's
the,
scary.
The scary part is that he needs the money, and that's what people don't really talk about. Is it that you know Scott Hall doesn't have. Didn't save his money.
No,
you know?
and he has children. He has, I believe he has one child who's still in high school, I believe.
I know he does have two. I don't know
you
that.
You know, I think he had three children, if I recall correctly. The man, I just, Yeah, I don't even want to. It's too sad. It's as sad as it gets. Just about. Let's go to the next one. I want to hit WrestleMania because this past WrestleMania, I just want to talk about this. Coming out of WrestleMania, one of the things we've seen is this WrestleMania should be renamed. It should have a subtitle underneath it. WrestleMania, this feud must continue.
Yes.
Because more than any WrestleMania I can ever think of, every single feud coming out of it is continuing.
Yeah, nothing was...
Cody and Ray continuing.
Right.
Orton and Punk continuing. Cole and... what's his name? Cole and Lawler continuing. Edge and Del Rio would have been continuing.
Right.
Punk and Miz continue... Or sorry, Cena and Miz. Continuing. I wish it was Punk and Miz. Okay. Everything is, you know, even the core and the team, the Apple. Yeah, even that, you know, Kane and Big Show, even they had a match again the next night on Raw, though that's not that big a deal. Everything is just, I mean, the only thing that's not continuing is because Snooki's not there, but even Morrison had a match against Ziggler again with Trish. And it's pathetic. It's Mania. It's not supposed to set up Extreme Rules. It should be the blowout, the Big Show, then there's a reset, let's go forward.
Yes, that's true, and that's. But again, with they just it goes back to the fact that they don't really look at it that way, and we'll get to some of this later
they have
on
in the past.
Too. With
I don't
the
think
fact,
we've ever seen it like this.
Well, no, but this is more and more. I look at I mean, they have in the past, and they have. You know, even when it was successful, they did that. I think of Rock and Austin at WrestleMania 15 and such, and nothing really ended at WrestleMania 15. Things just kind of continued. But
well, I think they had one more pay-per-view, but then The Rock got turned babyface. He was too popular.
That's right.
You do have the WrestleMania Revenge Tour, but that's a different thing.
Well, that's a house show tour, a non-televised live event tour.
Yes.
That is, you're right. And but again, with WrestleMania, the big hype going into WrestleMania was Undertaker, Triple H.
Even that's continuing.
That is going to continue next year, yeah.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, Snooki, and The Rock.
And The Rock.
And others like John Cena, The Miz, and so on.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, but those were the big things that were promoting it. So it really doesn't surprise me that WrestleMania the feuds must continue because there was no emphasis placed on any of the feuds really going. I mean, they had them, but it wasn't like this was the culmination of it, of things. This was just, you know, with Cena and Miz. I mean, that wasn't even the thing.
Certainly wasn't culminated, but. The problem is, I mean, things do culminate. I mean, Orton and Punk have an issue. He takes care of all the members of his group of Nexus. Mm-hmm. They have a match. There's a clean win. That's it. There were so many clean wins. I mean, Cody to me is, I think is, I mean, I think Del Rio is probably the most fully flushed out best character. But Cody's getting there on SmackDown.
I will tell you right now who... We don't have any evidence when we're talking about Randy Orton and Punk. We don't really have any evidence that feud is continuing yet because, you know, they had the tag match the next night on Raw and Punk, you know, wasn't there on Raw the next week. So that's sort of where we're looking at here. You know, that being said, as we talk about this, I haven't seen Raw yet, so I've done my DVR, so there may be, and they said, I'd ask you, Kurt, not to spoil too much for me, but I haven't seen it yet, so they may very well be continuing, and that's
the story
where you're
going. Well, you do know that
the
issue, even if you don't know about the issue with Punk and, Punk and Orton, you do know about Nexus and Orton. Don't you? I mean,
well, Nexus,
that's still the same thing, right?
Nexus comeback sans.
Previous Monday, yeah.
That's right. So, you know, we look at that. So, I mean, with the feuds, yeah.
Nexus. Let's just say this: Nexus does not exist without Punk. You know that, right?
Well, it.
Punk is Nexus. It's not a strong group without him.
He's
their leader.
That's very true. They may try that though. Regardless now, thinking that the Nexus name is bigger than any one person. But, I mean, we'll see. But
well, they are splitting up the core all of a sudden for some reason.
yes.
So right. I mean, actually, and you know, I mean, Lake Cool split up. You had a little bit of TNA stuff here.
Well, the battle,
a little bit of partners not getting along. Type
who was
deal.
It? Was it? Gabriel eliminated Barrett, or Barrett eliminated Gabriel?
No, Gabriel eliminated Barrett from the Battle Royal for the number one contendership mm-hmm. to take on Del Rio at the ladder match.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so we'll see. I mean, but with that feud, but I mean, yeah, all of these things. Continuing.
Hopefully that's just so they can elevate Barrett. Get him out of that and elevate him. Maybe they might even see Barrett as a babyface.
You know, that's one guy I just... Not yet. I can't picture him as a babyface yet.
They're so thin on the babyface side. You know what? I'm not sure about him as a babyface. I'm not sure about Jack Swagger as a babyface. I will say this. I think Sheamus is going to be a huge babyface star when they turn
him. I do think that Sheamus can be a great babyface.
He's entertaining. He's good in the ring. He's good on the mic. He's got fella. He's got it all.
Okay, let's do that then. You know, we talk about how the feuds must continue, and now they've got...
Well, let's bring this in. If we're talking about the feuds must continue, you're talking about elevating. Before you go on, let's just say this. R-Truth. Number one, what do you think of him being in the main event? And number two, how would you book him going into this to build him up?
Well, the first thing that I would do is give him, let him like write on his hand, you know, the city that they're in.
That's a good idea.
Because the pay-per-view is not in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I looked that up, actually, to see, because I thought maybe
or
that's
Milwaukee.
Why they're giving him a push. Yeah. So, R-Truth, it's, well, I mean, let's look at it there, is, personally, I would have had Dolph Ziggler in there.
Yeah,
myself in terms of
I think they didn't want
the...
a second heel because I think they didn't want somebody stealing Miz's heel heat.
Well, I can understand. I can kind of understand that, but you also want John Cena, the babyface, presumably, to have to overcome the odds.
But I mean, what if you have I know he's the babyface, but look at Mania where you had basically. Him as the babyface still being a heel,
right.
Getting that heel reaction, and then you didn't have the crowd. And I think they're worried if you have three or him in there with two heels, you'll get that same reaction that people don't want to cheer him. So I think they're trying to put it.
So they added R-Truth.
Well, who else are they going to add? I mean, they would have added Morrison if Morrison wasn't a moron.
That's true, Morrison. And that's true. And again, they've got
his behind the scenes.
You know,
and his
actually,
girlfriend
I will
his career again.
That's true. But you know what I'm going to actually give them credit for doing? And hold me out. But the one thing when we talk about that, who we're going to add, I'm actually very, very happy that the knee-jerk reaction to have Hunter return and save the day did not happen.
Well,
that tells me a lot, actually.
Okay, it tells you, I think one thing is it tells you about his behind the scenes. I did talk about it. I put up a blog recently, and it was called. I put up three blogs. One of them was why Undertaker and Triple H was great, and MMA can't match it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I put up a blog about how Cena is now a heel, so the WWE should embrace it
because
there's money to be made in a great heel. And if he's a heel for the next year, mm-hmm. and nobody gets over on him, and then he faces The Rock, and you do a respect angle after Mania, there's money to be made.
Yeah, no, continue putting yourself over.
I'm not Wade Keller.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I'm just saying that there's money to be made there, and I put up. I'm trying to tell people what the blogs are. I'm not saying they're great.
I know,
they're
but
not
you're
great.
But you're taking
you
forever.
You put up a very terrific blog.
You're taking forever to do it. So let's go, huh?
You put up a nice blog, actually from 2007, regarding Russo and whether or not he should get credit for what he did.
The last
and
time
my
I
most
read
recent
something.
Blog, though, is about I break down all the different challengers a Miz could essentially have. I break down Cena, Orton, Lawler. Triple H, R-Truth,
Outback
Morrison.
Jack.
I break these guys down looking for some person who can be the next guy to challenge the Miz. And I could not find somebody without a huge flaw. Triple H's flaw is
his nose.
He has to put over the Miz if he goes in there. But if he puts over the Miz, all of a sudden Undertaker beating him and it taking so much to do it doesn't seem like as big a deal.
That's
and
true.
That ruins their next money match.
Well, okay, so R-Truth, what do I think about putting him in? I think it's the... I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against
R-Truth. I would
have
still gone with Morrison.
No, if I would have gone with Ziggler, but if you want to go with a babyface, I would have gone with Daniel Bryan. Because
it makes sense because he beat him for the
he beat him for
US
the U.S. title.
Title.
He was the protege or the NXT rookie. You can you can go in a lot of different ways. John Cena is the one. Yeah, fuck. Okay, so we're looking for someone that's been booked fucking strong.
Yeah, good point. Hello. We put in R-Truth.
You put in R-Truth, you put in Morrison, you put in Miz, you put in Ziggler, you put anybody. You put John Cena in there, and he hasn't been booked strong in the last against the Rock. He looks like a fucking retard against the Rock.
Yeah,
but
yeah, the
when
Miz
you look
hasn't
at
booked strong either. So
when you okay, so but I would have put Daniel Bryan because A, you had the thing with the Miz. B, John Cena is the one that brought him back to be on his SummerSlam team, so you can play off that as well. So that to me is the way to
but
go.
But here's the thing: you're not thinking like the WWE. You would have, but I don't know if you know this. He's not tall and not well tanned.
Well, yeah, but yeah, that's true. And but I guess that's a prerequisite.
And he has a shirt that says Submission Wrestling.
Yes, that's true. Submission Entertaining is what it needs to say.
That's what if he wants to get a push.
That's true. That's true. But I mean that's my problem with R-Truth. I don't think R-Truth adds nor detracts from the match. I just think he's there
to take the pin.
He's there.
Miz can't get pinned. Not going to put the title on Cena because then The Rock screwing Cena doesn't seem that big a deal. 1 month later, he gets the title. They're not going to put the.
Actually,
they're not
you
gonna
could,
get,
but
they're not going to. They're going to keep Miz as a champion. They're going to keep. They don't want Cena getting pinned, especially before his match with The Rock. They're going to keep him strong as they can. He can be screwed, but he can't get pinned. That means they need somebody to take the pin. Hence, R-Truth.
That's right. Well, and I just like. I could go either way. I'll put it this way. I could go either way in that I could take Miz retaining the title because I think he, quite frankly, needs the title. It helps him to be the
champion. He should. I don't have a problem with him being the champion if he was booked right.
That's right. Well, no, but there is that. I also wouldn't mind John Cena having the title on the caveat that John Cena holds the title until Mania.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
He
as a heel. Like I say, I think as a heel.
Well, as a face, as a heel, I mean, with his slow transition probably into heeldom here, but as a long-term champion that's been going to be a champion then for, say, 11 months by the time Mania rolls around, that I like. But
that match doesn't need a title match to be big.
It doesn't. No.
They all, you know, you could
but
have
it probably will
match.
Have it.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. So I mean that's it. I mean, are you looking forward? We haven't talked about because of course you went with your broski Ken to Orlando. So we haven't talked about Mania. Are you looking forward to Rock Cena? What do you think of that year long build?
It's interesting. My interest is peaked.
Yeah.
With it, okay? Like they've managed
to. Is your interest
to,
peaked too early then?
No. I mean, like they've got my interest. So like they've piqued my curiosity with it, and we know that Rock's going to be now on Raw on his birthday, May 2nd, from his home in Miami, site of WrestleMania on Raw May 2nd, day after Extreme Rules, and so that's where that's going to. And I think that's going to be good. Is that if we can get the Rock every, you know, 6 weeks for a little while until just after the Rumble, and then he can, you know.
Because they didn't mention him really. They haven't mentioned him now since.
And that's fine because you've got a year.
Yeah.
You've got a year. Everybody, you know, it's not. There aren't going to be that many people that are tuning in. I mean, there's a few that, you know, last Monday would be the first time they've ever watched Raw, and now they're a fan. There will be, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So everybody's got the first show that they ever watched kind of thing, but it's not, you know, they're not gaining a lot of viewers right now. So, in fact, they're going back to their, mid-threes.
Yeah.
I think it was 3-4 was the last week's Raw. But they didn't mention. They hadn't mentioned him. They're going to have to pre-promote it. Again, this is the other problem, is you're promoting The Rock on Raw on May 2nd, the day after a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, again, possibly foregoing pay-per-view audience for someone that wants to go see The Rock on Raw. But this pay-per-view is going to bomb anyway.
Oh,
so
absolutely. And the post-Mania pay-per-view pretty much always does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, always.
But I mean, this one especially, pay per view being down. I mean, this pay per view is going to do so bad. They may as well have Paul Reiser on it. it's going that bad. But I like the idea of a year long. I mean, they've never had this in the history of WrestleMania. in the history of really anything, a match promoted this far out. I mean, WrestleMania 4 to 5, they knew that at WrestleMania 4, the WrestleMania 5, was, but, you know, it wasn't until the main event in February where they really pulled the angle, you know, 2 months before.
Yeah, exactly.
To build.
They were building. There was building.
And there were the slow seeds, but the actual angle itself. They've pulled
the
trigger.
Mania 7 with the Hogan and Slaughter. I mean, they built. They knew what they were going to do months and months and months ahead of time.
Oh yeah,
you know, I mean, Mania 12 with Brett and Shawn. They knew 6 months ahead of time what they were going to do, but they had to get there. They didn't, so they haven't ever done this.
They've never announced it.
No, not like this.
And this is, you know, so this is interesting. The fact that we know the announcement.
An impatient
company
with an impatient owner is doing this. It's very interesting.
It kind of leads me to
The thing is, you hope it's going to be great, right? But I just keep on remembering how shitty the main event was at this last one, and that had The Rock. And I kept on going. I'm not sure if it should go on last. I think it still should, but I was like, I don't know if it'll be great. And you're like, well, The Rock will make it great. Well, we now know The Rock by himself cannot make something great because that sucked ass.
That's true. That is true. And I said this gets in, and I mentioned it on our post Mania show that. These are people that don't know what the fuck they're doing, and so they can't take a Steve. Where it used to be, they're not letting Steve Austin be Steve Austin. They're not letting The Rock be The Rock. They're not letting, after we watch some YouTube videos, they're not letting Zack Ryder be fucking Zack Ryder.
Long Island Ice Z.
If you go to Long Island Ice Z's channel on YouTube and see what we're talking about, it's fucking phenomenal.
It's the greatest thing probably going today.
It is.
It is absolutely fantastic. And you hear me talk about Broski and Take Care and Spike Your Hair. And here, these are some of his things. Buy my shirt, bro.
Got the Broski of the Week award. He does a 5-minute show.
It's just entertaining.
It
brings up something, though. I mean, you have this guy. He's out there. He's doing this great stuff on YouTube. He's got Scott Stanford showing personality on there.
That's right.
He's got Hawkins showing some personality on there.
Hawkins was on there. Cena was on there briefly.
Cena was him and Cena. Their interaction is hilarious. It's almost enough to make me like Cena.
And it was fantastic. The Miz.
Cena was great on there.
The Miz.
And
Hunter No sold it.
Yeah, Hunter No sold it. And people are starting to bring Zach Pack signs to the crowd and
Broski of the Week
signs and it's he's doing something. He's getting his character out there. He's further developing his character. The WWE isn't going to do it for him. WWE isn't going to put him on TV. He's going, fuck you. You won't do it for me? I'll do it for myself. Why the fuck isn't fucking Tyson Kidd, Kofi Kingston, Daniel Bryan, the Usos, everybody, if they're not going to do it for you, why aren't you on YouTube? Going out there and getting your character over, developing your character, doing what you can. It's a modern society with modern technology, new ways to do it. That you don't have to sit in there having the promos that you have to cut for the tours across the city like they used to in the 80s, like Jericho did in WCW to practice his mic skills. But you can go out there, you can cut a promo on anybody on American Idol. You can cut a promo on other wrestlers. You can do vignettes. You can do everything to develop and find your own character.
Well,
they won't do it for
you.
And show you have the charisma. Like Zack Ryder, I applaud that guy. Everybody else should be doing it.
Your question is, why isn't everybody else doing it? I'll start with one, is that Cody Rhodes did all WrestleMania weekend, and as far as we know, everywhere, walks around with that thing on his face.
Yeah,
okay?
Cody Rhodes is awesome.
So he's selling the deal, and I love the Cody Rhodes character with the hood.
Second best
okay?
character right now behind Del Rio on SmackDown, as far
that's
as being
right.
developed.
And I would
at,
even
at closing ground.
I would even say, he's getting to be the first.
Yeah,
awesome. Now.
But
anyway, and why isn't everybody doing this? Because there's been no. There's been no evidence that it matters. That's why. Because
who gives a shit?
No, well, I'll tell you why. Okay, I'll tell you who gives a shit. Am I going to fucking sit there and do all this shit and spend all this time and get, you know, wished well on my future endeavors?
Yes, absolutely.
No, I'm not. I'm because, a lazy you know son of
no,
a bitch.
No, yeah, well, some of them are. Yeah, yes. You are. And some of them obviously
and some
are.
Of them will be, and some of them will care, but I applaud
that. E.H. Smith needs to be sitting there going, every single waking minute he's awake, he should be thinking of his character.
No,
because
you,
The Rock
yes,
said that he
right.
did that.
I,
the
I
Rock
agree,
would say
I agree.
He would drive to places thinking of catchphrases, thinking of angles, thinking of promos. Mick Foley said it. They're cutting promos in their head. And he should be doing that and then going on YouTube and following Zack Ryder. And whether it gets over or not, it's still, if this is your profession, it's still what you, how much fucking time, off time, or when you're at work or when you're driving or whatever, do you spend thinking of shit for this show that we do a few hours a week that we don't get paid for, that we do out of love? I don't see any evidence that a lot of these guys have as much passion for what they're doing in the WWE as what we do for this show.
Well, no, but what I'm also looking at is, again, is will it? It's not even a matter of will it. Does it matter? Will it work? There's no evidence yet that anybody's been looking at these or seeing these.
Well,
the other thing
people
is
are bringing signs, Broski
heard,
of the week. Some people are. It's a groundswell. It starts
it's
somewhere.
It's starting.
But even if you want to go to Japan or TNA or whatever you want to do, you develop your character.
Who created
you're not
it?
Going to.
Who created it?
Who created what?
Who created it?
Created what?
Who went on YouTube and created this stuff? Whose idea was it?
Zack Ryder's, I'm guessing.
Yes.
They don't have the WWE.
Which writer?
Here's the thing,
which writer? No, which writer did it?
That.
No,
who
no,
cares?
Fuck you. This is reality. This is fucking reality. If
you
if
got
the
it
fucking, the fucking politics of that fucking company, if there's not somebody fucking pushing for you because they fucking came up with a fucking idea for the fucking thing, they won't fucking use it.
No.
So fucking Zack Ryder sitting on there where I love it, you love it, there's all these fucking broskies of the week that love it, it's not going to amount to a hill of shit unless Vince goes, oh, that's pretty good, pal, let's run
you
with
know what?
It.
But no, I disagree. If there's one guy coming out there with a sign
no.
going Broski of the Week, and the next week there's
oh,
three
fuck
guys.
You.
And,
he knows
and
what you want better than you do.
There's two guys. Next, and eventually there's 20 guys, and people are going up to
that
Hunter.
That bullshit
and they go,
hasn't
you know
worked.
What? This guy's showing passion. This guy's trying. He's not in his video game
yes.
room playing video
yes.
games doing nothing. He's not Carlito. He's not Shelton Benjamin.
Yes.
He's trying. Then he has a shot.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
And there's absolutely no excuse for these guys not to be trying.
There is, because if it's going to hurt them, because they're going to go, oh, well, he thinks he can do a better job
that's
than
true.
We can.
That's true.
Then
there
we're going to fucking downfall.
There is
so that's what they're doing. As soon as fucking Zack Ryder's Long Island fucking IZ shit shows up on fucking Raw and he gets a fucking push and it fucking works, you're going to get a million fucking people on fucking YouTube doing the same shit. But someone's got to go out there and do it first. And that's why I applaud Zack Ryder. I think it's
I
great.
Too.
I think it's fucking awesome.
I will say this.
But
I will
everybody
say this.
Is
going to
be on. Everybody right now is on fucking wait and see. And if this works, you are absolutely right. There is going to be fucking tons of it
but
out
they
there.
Shouldn't be on wait and see. They should be doing this.
I
they
disagree.
Should be doing this
I
for
think
their
they
own
should.
Character. They should be doing this for their own business, for their own good. They should be doing this even if they're leaving the WWE. And you know what? There is the Stevie
if
Richards.
They're leaving.
There is the Stevie Richards. Hey, we're releasing you because you've brought us too many ideas thing. There is that. Don't get me wrong. The WWE is amazing the way they do business.
Yes.
The way that they create. The way that they think. It's so fucked up. If you don't think so, listen to the Writers Week on Figure Four. It's absolutely incredible. That's not really the point. The point is that there should be somebody's, not just one person should be trying. There's no excuse for these guys not to try.
Well, that's that.
What do you have to lose? You don't have anything to lose.
You do.
You haven't been on TV. You're D.H. Smith. You haven't been on TV for 6 weeks anyways. You're Ted DiBiase. You've been jobbed out every fucking time you're on TV anyways. There's no excuse to not try. What's it going to do? What's the worst that's going to happen?
You lose a paycheck.
Oh, fuck that. You're going to lose a paycheck if you're cut anyways.
Well, yeah, that's true. But if you don't give them any reason, if you stay below the radar, and I'm just giving you the mentality of what it is. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm just telling you this is the fucking reality of it, is that if you stay below, I mean, how fucking long did Kung Funaki stay employed?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Funaki stayed employed and he was good and he just
Scotty Too Hotty.
I mean people that don't
Stevie Richards.
people that don't make fucking waves, you know, and then Stevie started to get bored, and he said, well, give me this,
but,
let me this, and then
I mean,
he gets
WWE
released, right?
Has given up on trying to get, like, they used to do, the Dirt Sheet, and Santino had a show.
Santino's Casa.
Yeah, stuff like that on WWE.com to give these guys a chance to develop their personality. And you know what? I just, whatever. All right, I think I've won this argument, so let's move on to the next.
You won the argument in fucking La La Land.
Yeah, right.
But in the reality of the company, It's why they're not doing it. And I'm telling you, I don't give a shit
why they're not doing it. I give a shit of why the wrestlers aren't doing it. The superstars aren't trying.
That's what I'm telling you. Why the superstars aren't trying is because the mentality is that it's going to hurt them and not help them. And until they're proven wrong,
they don't know that. Nobody knows that.
Yeah, exactly.
It hasn't hurt Zack Ryder yet.
When was the last time you saw Zack Ryder on Raw?
When Snooki touched him.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? Before that was the last time.
Because he's from Jersey, and that's what I'm saying. It hasn't hurt him. It hasn't helped him. Until it helps him, nobody's going to go out of their way and do it. I'm just telling you.
You should be doing it even if you aren't uploading it to YouTube to get better. You should be prepared when you get that chance. You should be like Edge was when he got that chance, like Mick Foley was when he got that chance.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Like Stone Cold was when he got that chance to finally talk. You got to be ready.
I am not disagreeing with what should happen. I'm telling
you. JTG is not ready. And he should be.
Actually, JTG is probably ready. But anyway.
Okay. The young guys should be. This is what I want to say coming off this. I know I mentioned that, but. The young guys should be licking their chops right now. The young guys should be sitting there going, fucking Jericho's gone, Batista's gone, Triple H is essentially gone, Undertaker's essentially gone, Edge is gone,
Michaels
HBK.
Is gone, yeah.
This is like the mid, like I think you can compare the roster talent-wise right now to the roster, say, 93 to 95, 96, where it was kind of seen as a down period for the Fed.
Does that make Brodus Clay King Mabel?
Yes. But across, I think there's a comparison to be made for the quality of the talent and the way it's viewed and how over they are and the amount of stars. But this was an opportunity in 97 for Triple H and The Rock and Mick Foley and Steve Austin. These guys had their opportunity to emerge because the stars were gone. They had gone to WCW.
They had to make
retire.
New stars.
This is the same opportunity for your Kofi Kingstons and your Daniel Bryans and your John Morrisons and your, whoever, Cody Rhodes. This is their chance. And if I'm a young guy, right now I'm licking my chops because I'm thinking this is what I've been waiting for.
Well,
they have to elevate somebody.
I'll give you a little bit of a different spin on it. I agree with you. The reason that they elevated the new guys and it wasn't necessarily because all the old guys left. You know, it wasn't necessarily because you did have Brett and you had Shawn that were there at the time that were doing things. But, you know, you had Diesel and Razor leave, but, you know, you still had your Vaders and Sids and Undertakers and such. But the reason that they went with the Mick Foleys and the Stone Cold Steve Austins and The Rock and The Hunter is because they were losing.
Yeah,
okay, they were losing. And so Vince doesn't like to lose, and so he said, you know, what do we do? How do we do this? And so the competitive juices started to flow. Right now, and this brings me to my next money,
though.
Well, this gets me to my next. This gives me to my next point.
Okay.
And that's the change in the corporate philosophy and corporate structure of World Wrestling Entertainment.
I do want you to talk about this because this is up due to your profession. This is up your alley. I just want to say this: the young guys, there's not a sense that. I haven't had a sense that D.H. Smith is not improving on the mic. So he's not improving. In the ring, he's good. He's got a good look.
Yeah.
He's got the legacy. He's a good athlete, excellent athlete. Big size. Tremendous worker. No personality. He's not improving. Chris Masters is the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. He's got pretty much everything, but can't work. But he's not improving. There needs to be a place everywhere so somebody can improve. And there's a sense that young guys don't improve at the same pace. Very few guys. I don't think Kofi Kingston even is any better than he was when he came in.
No, that's true.
You know, guys don't improve anymore. Whatever their skill set is, their skill set stays as whatever it is when they're brought up,
that's
no matter how green they are.
That's true. That is true. But I just want to get into, when you're talking about chomping at the bit, and I'll tie this all in because the thing is what WWE's come out and said is first that they are going to be WWE and they're going to get the they're not World Wrestling Entertainment, they're WWE, and they're going to be moving into and Paul Levesque is going to be heading up the recruitment and the talent relations division. Mm-hmm. So I guess Johnny Ass is going to directly report to Hunter.
That's not a bad thing.
No, that's a good thing.
Johnny Ass will still find some hot women in magazines that he wants to fuck that he'll bring in.
Yes, with one leg, right?
Yeah.
But what will happen is, and then they're giving Sin Cara as Hunter's first acquisition, which is, I don't know.
We'll come back to Sin Cara.
But the other part, though, the more pressing part is that once again, Vince is talking about going into non-wrestling ventures and doing something that they call debt leveraging and essentially spending the cash on hand. So what's happened is while the pay-per-view buy rates have been going down and ratings have been going down and business in general, I mean, while revenues have been up, profits haven't necessarily been through the roof. But what they've been doing is they've had a lot of cash on hand. So they've been banking this, all their coffers, so to speak.
This
so
isn't the same cash that Linda McMahon spent, though, right?
No. Linda McMahon spent their own personal money based on cashing in stock.
Okay.
Is what happened. And getting salaries. But, they had money. And they still will have money. But what they're looking to do right now is spend the money that they've got. And essentially buy things on credit and not maybe own them outright, but take out a loan to buy a production company, let's say, debt leveraging, and then letting the production company essentially pay off the loan with its profits, and they would use the money, the cash on hand, to service the loan while things are getting going. They're also going to be buying things outright in terms of with the cash that they've got. So essentially what they've always had is this ability to – there's a couple things that's going to happen. One is on paper in that their dividend it won't be able to be sustained because what happens is when they pay their dividend on their shares, it's actually coming out of the cash in the coffers. So that's basically where all that money has – not all the money, but the money that is in the coffers, that's really all it's primarily been used for. As far as we could tell, is that was the main thing, was the dividend. And that was because the McMahons were the main shareholders, and that was essentially their – the dividends were essentially going to be their salary is what it would work out to be. But so they're going to be – they're going to have to reduce the dividend if they're going to spend all this money that they've got on hand. So they can't sustain that. So the dividend's going to go down. What that's going to do is that's going to knock the stock down. The share price is going to be going down because one of the major things propping up the share price is the fact that it has a tremendous dividend for what you're actually getting. So that being said, the stock will go down. So on paper, the company will be way worthless. Now that worth
sell,
less,
sell, sell.
Not worthless, but worth less. And yeah. So that's on paper. And that's, you know, so he's not a billionaire, he's a multimillionaire. I mean, that again, on paper. So that's one thing. The other thing that's going to happen though is that when they're spending all this cash on hand, is that it was always something that, WWE business is down, whatever, they had a losing, they haven't had a losing quarter, but I mean, things are going down.
Profits are still
high.
Yes,
profits are down, but well, that's okay, because they have all this money on hand that if something were to terribly go wrong and happen, they've got all this money that they can keep going for years based on all this money. Well, they want to spend all this money now. Mm-hmm. They're going to be spending this money. So what that is going to do now is that if the wrestling business doesn't doesn't do well, there's not going to be this cushion over here that is is sort of, oh, that's okay because we've got this money over here. It's kind of like if my car breaks down and I've got $20,000 in my savings account, it's like, oh, that's okay, car breaks down, I'll use the money out of my savings. If I don't have any money in my savings and my car breaks down, it's like, oh, now I gotta get a loan to fix it. What do I gotta do? Now I owe money and I gotta do this and I'm going into debt and then I'm spending, right?
I feel you on that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right? But that's essentially the position that World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, I'm sorry now, is going to be putting themselves into. So when we talk about...
Let's just call them New York.
Yeah, let's just call them the Fed. But,
let's just call them the E.
So, yeah, the E. So we'll get the E out. No, let's get the W out is what they're doing now.
Yes.
So what's going to happen is they're going to move into non-wrestling.
Yeah.
Which Vince has a tremendous track record of doing.
Oh, XFL, bodybuilding, boxing.
Movies.
Movies. You name it. You know, he's
restaurants.
Yeah, the restaurant. They're just shutting down WWE Niagara Falls now. And I didn't even realize it was still open.
Yeah, me either.
You know, with the pile driver ride that never worked.
Yeah.
But so that's what they're going to be doing. So we talk about the time superstars being chomping at the bit. I don't know if the time is now, but the time is going to come, depending on how much money they spend, how far Vince goes with this. And Vince really only has two gears, none at all.
That's true.
And so I can see this being, a full-blown, spend cash grab and try to get. I mean, talking about starting their own network, for
yes.
God's sakes. And a lot
Which
of money.
Will be extremely expensive.
And that's going to go into, that money's going to be dumped into that. They're going to be looking at other non-wrestling properties, though. So, whatever that means. And until we see the first one, or the first couple, we won't really get a good idea of exactly what he's looking to do here. But, it track record speaking, it's not looking good.
Yeah.
So I can see a position in 5 years where all this money is gone. They're not making as much as they once were. Their stock is down. They're going to be looking at they need new stars. So we're talking about guys chomping at the bit, but that time has got to be now.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, for things to happen in 3-4 years, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Austin 316 says, "I just whooped your ass."
Was
happened summer of 1996. Stone Cold, Stone Cold, Stone Cold. The Austin era has begun. Was 2 years later.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that was a time where things happened a lot slower.
Mm-hmm.
Than they do now. So you're actually looking at probably 3 to 4 years given the fast pace of television or slowing down television, which isn't likely to happen.
No, this is a good point. And, it's a lot of this has got to put pressure on Hunter because Hunter is the man who's going to be taking over that position of power within the company, corporate Paul Levesque. And there's, we've already speculated in the past about what he's going to be doing when he gets an opportunity, and how different the company will be run. But this is going to force his hand on what he does in a lot of ways. It is a little scary to think that these guys aren't going to have the money if they fuck up that they had built up, because it could put them back to where they were when WCW was kicking their ass, and that was scary. They were really close to shutting the doors.
Well, I don't know necessarily that, especially being a public company, that the thing is so much bigger now that I don't know that necessarily they'll be in a position where they'll be losing money. I don't know that is realistically possible.
Is that why? I mean, we speculated before there'd be post-mania cuts. They haven't occurred yet, which is a little bit strange because usually they come almost immediately. I do wonder. I mean, obviously the Superstars is still going internationally and on the internet and such, but
right.
They don't really. I mean, they've already lost a lot of the guys who are big salary guys. They don't have to pay Shawn Michaels. They don't have to pay Edge. They don't have to pay Batista. So in some ways, maybe that is another reason why they won't be cutting some of the smaller guys quite as early as they had in the past, that plus the lack of depth. The lack of depth also brings me to another point that I want to talk about. Is it time to officially goddamn merge these rosters or not?
Well, and that leads to the, we've got a couple 3-hour Raws in June. Do you do a draft?
I don't think you do a draft. I think you officially merge. I think it's time. I think with you look at the top, who is at the top? Baby faces on SmackDown. I guess Ray would be number one. Show number two. Christian number three. Is that right?
Christian or Kane. Kane
yeah.
Probably number three. Christian
yeah,
four. Right.
Four. You know. I mean, that's pretty pathetic. And then you got your R-Truth and such over on Raw and the
who are your top baby faces on Raw? You got Cena. You got R-Truth.
Orton. Cena. Orton. And then the big drop off.
Santino.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty
pathetic. In terms of being over, it's Santino.
Yeah, and even
Santino might be more over than Orton actually.
Yeah, even on the heel side, you got Miz, who I'm sure they see long term as a baby face. But you got your Miz,
Punk.
Then you got your Punk, and then the big drop off, I guess, to Ziggler. It's time to officially merge these brands just because of roster depth. Merge the IC and the US title. Call it the United Continental title for all I care. Merge. Actually, that's the only title you have to merge. You know, and you have three titles essentially with the two shows over one brand, and it's time to just do this now because and the guys from NXT, low key's gone. You know, many members of Nexus have gone. There's
well,
you know,
Husky Harris. I mean, Percy Watson's going to be coming up.
Season are gone. What's his name? Darren Young hasn't exactly stuck around.
Well, he's back in that. They've got that NXT. The new NXT on the internet is the Redemption one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Darren Young's in that.
Yeah, and what's his name? Tarver, and I mean, Skip Sheffield, whenever he's healthy, will be back. But, you know, I mean,
yeah,
you know, the guys on with Loki's season haven't really stuck around. McGillicuddy and Harris is gone already. Loki's gone.
Well, McGillicuddy's back, yeah.
I can't even remember who won the third season of NXT, but Rhodus Kelly's the only one they're using, I think. But so,
well, that was the fourth, because isn't the third the woman?
The third the women, and where the fuck are they?
What's it, so, Caitlin or something?
Yeah, so, I mean, that has not worked. NXT has not worked. Tough Enough will not bring them a star for a long, long time. Developmental's a joke. You got to merge these brands. And
well, that's one of the things Hunter is going to be involved with is developmental, right?
Thank fucking God. You know what?
Well, you say that.
He can't do worse. Give him a shot because he can't do worse.
I guess that's true. How you know the unfortunate part about Hunter now being part of developmental or in charge of developmental is that really doesn't help bring Jim Cornette back into the fold.
No, it really doesn't.
Which,
or Paul Heyman. Yeah,
it could really. With Paul Heyman. I don't know that yeah. That's.
No, I don't know if you know this, but Triple H married to Stephanie McMahon.
Huh.
Breaking news.
Since when? See, that's what we do on this show. We break news.
Yeah, that's right. This is our inside stuff that you guys pay for. Right?
That is.
You don't pay.
They pay for, yeah.
Yeah.
Because this.
Do you want to play a game? Do you want to? We do. I mean, we can always call one of our guests, see if we can get a hold of them.
Well, let's find out. On the line, we did have someone that wanted to talk about Edge's retirement.
That's true.
So
that's
you
want
to try dialing?
Yeah,
dialing
no. Let me. Hello. Hello, Joey Lawrence. What do you think of Edge's retirement?
Whoa!
Excellent.
That was everybody's reaction. I think
it really was.
It summed it up. summed it up very nicely. I will. Well, let's get into. It's my turn for a topic, I guess.
Okay.
So I just want to. I was down in Orlando, as they say. We're from Calgary, but I was down in Orlando.
Calgary dramatic pause.
Oh, yes.
Alberta dramatic pause. Canada.
Canada. Okay. And I had a couple things. When I was down there, and I was dead, one of the things I went to was Universal Studios. Didn't see the Impact Zone at all. It wasn't advertised.
Was Dixie outside asking anybody to try and help her get her Twitter back?
I thought it was, but it turned out it was Dr. Doom.
Oh.
So I was like, oh. Dixie! Oh, never mind. But, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and just in my whole travels down there, and being in Universal Studios, I mean, it's a largely a child. I mean, Universal Studios is a little more adult, I guess, too. It's not like Disney, you know, where it's all little kids. But I saw it when I was in one of the cafeterias or one of the things. I saw one, you know, early 20s guy wearing one of the old school WWF T-shirts with the WWF logo that they got around that old school Raw.
Yeah,
that's the only wrestling shirt I saw.
Yeah,
the whole time, which just tells me everything I need to know about the popularity of professional wrestling.
No, yeah, that's true. I mean, the professional wrestling, but also especially since you're in Orlando, the home of and Universal Studios, the home of TNA. You know,
and
you're not seeing it.
I didn't expect that, but I did.
Was there no shop anywhere selling their merchandise or anything?
You know, there wasn't at all. Actually, none of the. I didn't even. And to be honest, I didn't even go look for it. But there wasn't anything.
Well, you're not going to buy anything. I don't know if I've ever seen a lot of. Do you remember the one time we went on their website to look at their shirts, and they had some guy.
It wasn't even ironed or something.
Yeah,
it?
Exactly. They had a guy in their shirt, and it was just showing him from the neck, no face, right from the neck down.
Yeah.
In a shirt, and the shirt was wrinkled.
I think we saw
it was just like a brick, a guy standing in front of a brick wall.
Yes.
And in an unwrinkled shirt. And you couldn't look more unprofessional. How fucking hard is it to make a background to do what the WWE does and to iron the shirts?
Yeah, but they're
TNA. You are Bush League. You're not single A.
No, exactly. And anyway, but I mean, so that was the thing. Is, you know, and that's a good point because I didn't even think about that there was nothing, no merchandise in any of their their places. But I did see, you know, they did have a schedule. It was on the schedule in terms of when they were taping and such, like on there, you know, of events you can go and see. But you know, regardless, I didn't see any, and that just kind of, you know, that was just, I noticed that, and I thought, oh, there was, you know, this is sort of the target demographic that sort of, you know, from really from 12 to 35 is sort of who's going there, and I didn't see anything, so I was just pointing that out. But the other thing I got to do when I was down there, because we don't get the USA Network being in Canada, as strange as that may sound, but I did manage to get to see the first two episodes of Tough Enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh my God, is Stone Cold Steve Austin not the greatest person in the world?
Again, he's got that spark. He's got that charisma. He, and it just makes you sad again about how we lost him as a performer early. You know, as much as we're lamenting the loss of Edge, and rightfully so, Stone Cold, I mean, Jesus.
Well, just him getting up there, you know, and I mean, the first episode, I mean, the famous now, what's your favorite match? And, you know, and it was Alicia against... Now, I don't know what I... Was that the sister of Alicia Fox?
No.
That wasn't, okay. Because that was my first thought, was, oh, I knew her sister was on there. Her sister is one of the contestants on Tough Enough.
Alicia Fox. Oh, really? Well, then maybe it is.
So that's why I thought, okay, maybe that's her sister, and that's why she said that, right? But, I mean, fuck. Oh, my God. I mean, and just Austin's face. It was just so classic, right? That's your favorite match. That's,
yes, yes.
But even the second one, you know, the second episode, where Austin talked about, you know, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
You know,
I saw the first episode, I enjoyed it, and then I decided I really don't need to do this anymore.
I mean, the episode itself was but it's just the elimination. I mean, to watch the elimination is all I care about, and to watch Steve, you know, when he saw, what do you, you know, he's like, what are you doing? You haven't shown me anything. He's talking to Matt Cross, that's M-Dog 20, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, this guy, and he's going, you know, like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
He's like, well, you know, I just want to be respectful and buy my time. And so he's like, and Austin is going, Jesus Christ, you know, when I was the ringmaster, I knew that sucked. He's like, what do you think would happen if I just waited and waited? And then, you know, didn't speak up and say this sucked and came up with something new. It is kind of like what you're saying, right?
It is kind of what I'm saying.
You know, with these guys going on YouTube and stuff. What do you think would have happened?
Yeah.
Right? And you know,
the industry by the
throat. That's what he's saying. I would be sitting there in the opening matches while Rock and Triple H and Undertaker were all in the main events. And I would have been the ringmaster in the opening matches.
Yeah.
You know? That if I had waited and bought my time, and I mean Matt Cross, he just fucked himself so royally, you know. Like Austin's giving him this, you fucking son of a bitch, you grab shit by the throat and you rip it up, right? And that's what you need to do. And Matt Cross goes, "Permission to speak, sir?"
Are you serious?
Yes. And Austin just buries his head. He's like, Jesus Christ.
Well, it's kind of what we were talking about before. I just want to say this. It's, do you want to be Kung Funaki and just get a paycheck? Or do you want to be Stone Cold Steve Austin and main event WrestleMania?
And
what's your want?
The other thing that I noticed, too, and I mean, it was this guy with long hair, who I don't remember, Ryan, I think his name was, M-Dog 20, and it was Miss USA. And Miss USA was 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
And so Austin cut a promo on her about being late.
Yeah.
You know, and never be late again, but she's Miss USA, so she's kind of getting a bye into, you know, to a little bit later. The show, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, and this other guy, and they ask, you know, why are you here? You know, like, what are you doing here? And they're all saying, you know, I'm proving tough enough, blah, 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 right? Nobody said, and I thought of this too, and Austin made a point of saying, nobody said I'm here. I had thought, what's your goal? And my goal is to be the WWF champion or WWE champion, right?
Yeah.
And that's even, but Austin even went so far, didn't take it that far, and said, none of you said to be the next WWE superstar.
Yeah.
Nobody said that.
Yeah.
Nobody said they want to be a WWE superstar.
Well, that's like Austin has said himself back when he was performing.
If
you're not here to be the WWE champion, you have no right to be here.
That's right. Exactly.
You shouldn't be here.
It's not even, exactly, right? So, but no, and then he cut the promo on M-Dog 2. And as soon as he said permission to speak, you know, Jesus Christ, you're done. That was, I knew he was
I don't care how, if you're the best worker or the most athletic as far as your acrobatics, if you say that, you don't, get the fuck out.
But anyway, those were my observations. The great, I mean, it's a, It's nothing new. It's just it's wrestling training. It's basically the Ultimate Fighter that we've seen a million times with wrestling instead of MMA, and no real differences. And then comes time for that 5 minutes for the elimination, and Austin is gold, and that's really, to me, what you got to watch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So hopefully, is it on? I don't know, in the States. If I was in the States, I think it's on. Is it on right before Raw or right after Raw?
Right before and right after.
Okay, yeah. It was actually when I was down there.
Its ratings are down from NCIS, which was previously on in that spot, and, of course, it's expensive to produce.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, I think this will be it, yeah. But the thing is with every seemingly every time, and I was in Orlando. It was 34 degrees Celsius out there, you know, in the 90s Fahrenheit for the Americans down there.
Yeah,
but,
you came back to about 10 inches of snow.
I did. I really did.
April,
but a foot of snow the next day. Jesus. But every time I turned the TV on, I wasn't in a hotel room very much, but you know, I just coming in and out and turn the TV on. I swear to God, every time I turn the TV, probably 90% of the time I turn the TV on, fucking Tough Enough was on USA.
Oh, yeah.
So many replays.
The shit
but.
Out of it,
so. But anyway, I mean, that's to me, if you're in the States and you get a chance and you're watching it, I mean, it's on right before Raw. So if you turn into Raw 10 minutes early, you'll get to see the only good part of Tough Enough, really, with Stone Cold, and then you can move on with your life, right?
Okay.
And then,
do you want to, it's 55 minutes, play a quick game here?
Yeah, let's play a quick game.
What do you want to play?
We can go back to
this or that. We can go to Who Said It or Gold Rush.
You know, I like the Who Said It, because, this is a Who Said It. So you're going to give me a quote, a storyline quote. A competitor said this while on commentary or in a promo on television. These aren't shoot comments or behind-the-scenes comments. These are things
exactly.
that happen on television. And then I, as a genius full of glory and renown, will tell you who said it.
Who said it?
Who said it?
And
wow.
Feel free
we
to
come
play
up with
along
these,
at home, folks.
We really come up with some complicated names for these games, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we do.
Who said
we
it?
Do.
What
who
does
said
that
it?
Even mean? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you know what? We don't want to be, we don't want to be TNA and Vince Russo and have to have an hour and a half explaining the rules.
That's right. That's right.
Is to our match.
You know what? Why don't you tell me the name of the competitor and I'll tell you what he said. And then we'll put it on a poll.
That sounds good.
It's like a reverse battle royal.
All right. So here's the first one. What can I say about this move? Nothing, so I won't. Was that Randy Savage, Jim Cornette, or Bobby Heenan?
Oh. Yeah. To me, that actually sounds like Jim Cornette.
That was Randy Savage.
That was the obvious one. I didn't want to be able to go with the obvious one,
okay.
But okay.
All right. Missy is really a man. She's a cross-dresser. She hangs out with Sammartino. They shave each other's back. Is that Jim Cornette, Paul Lee, or Gorilla Monsoon?
It's Paul Lee.
That's Paul Lee.
That's totally Paul Lee.
The Bushwhackers are living proof that the Three Stooges had children. Is that Jesse Ventura, Gorilla Monsoon, or Bobby Heenan?
Ventura.
Nice. You're wrong. It's Gorilla Monsoon.
Was that really Gorilla?
Yeah, Gorilla Monsoon said that.
That's awesome.
Three Stooges. Okay, in the legendary announcers category, at least two out of the three here, you cannot believe the mayhem. Lance Russell, Tony Schiavone, Jim Ross.
Tony Schiavone.
Lance Russell.
Russell, okay. I didn't get to hear a lot of Lance Russell, so.
You know why there were only 220 Mexicans at the Alamo? They only had one car. Paul E., Jim Cornette, or Bobby Heenan?
Heenan.
That was Heenan.
Yeah, it's got to be Heenan.
Okay. I can't jump high, so I jump from high places. Cactus Jack, Roddy Piper, or Jim Garvin?
Foley?
Cactus Jack, yeah. Okay, he's so big he makes a beeping noise when he walks backwards. Bobby Heenan, Jim Cornette, Randy Savage?
Jim Cornette.
That was Cornette.
Yeah.
I'll hit you so hard, you'll starve to death rolling. Roddy Piper, Dusty Rhodes, Jim Garvin.
Garvin?
That was Garvin. Yeah. Nice.
Hands of stone, right? So,
Jim Garvin. Yeah. Jimmy Garvin.
Jimmy Garvin.
Not Hands of Stone.
Oh, wow. And I got it right anyway, though. So
you still got it right, so you're doing
great,
good.
Yeah.
Tito Santana is like a cue ball. The more you strike him, the more English you get out of him. Jesse Ventura, Bobby Heenan, Roddy Piper.
Oh, God. I'm going to say Heenan.
That was Heenan.
Because Jesse had his sort of pat lines for Chico, right?
Yeah.
Selling tacos in Tijuana, the flying burrito.
Well, it sounded to me like very much something that Piper could have said, so.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think, when Piper was commentating,
well,
though.
These also are some are from promos, right?
Yeah, but Piper and Chico never really had a feud.
That's true. Well, if he had one match with them, that's what he would have said.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, Jim Duggan. Or talking about Jim Duggan.
Okay.
Okay. Does the tongue hanging out help his balance? Is that Jesse Ventura, Bobby Heenan, or Roddy Piper?
Piper.
That is Piper. Yeah. You're actually on a roll here. Yeah. On Kerry Von Erich. He's the only man I know who can hide his own Easter eggs. Jesse Ventura, Bobby Heenan, Roddy Piper.
I'm going to say Heenan.
That is Heenan.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that.
That is great.
Hide his own Easter eggs.
Well, because Tornado
and Kerry Von Erich, not exactly the brightest bulb.
No. Well, Tornado and Perfect had that, right?
Yeah, so that's exactly. Exactly. If the gods could build me a ladder to the heavens, I'd climb up the ladder and drop a big elbow on the world. Oh. Randy Savage, Jim Garvin, or Cactus Jack?
I'd say Savage.
That's Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack, really. I was waiting for it to be Warrior because the heavens and but I could understand all the words that were said. So
okay, and on Dusty Rhodes, that's where he had the word Goodyear Dirtburst off. Randy Savage, Bobby Heenan, Jim Cornette.
So what is it?
On Dusty Rhodes, yeah. That's where he had the word Dermabag braced off. It's not a word I think that's actually in the English language, but you get what he means.
Dermabag, okay. I'm going to say Cornette.
That was Cornette.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, that's the end of the game.
Nice.
Fun little game, folks.
I hope you all enjoyed playing at home. Those, yes. Yeah.
And of course, it's worth it just to hear the Alamo line.
That was great. All right. Well, we'll wrap up with that.
We will play that one in the future. Next time, I'm going to do it on shoot interviews, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Who said some shoots? That'll be good.
And next episode, hopefully, we'll finally get some guests on. I mean, they called me today. We just didn't have time to get to them. We have a bunch more to talk about in the near future. So we're OUT?
I think it's time. Yeah, we're just a little over an hour here. So thanks everybody for listening.
We're gonna
take care. Spike your hair, Broski.
This time
we are actually gonna promote ourselves time towards the end, as we forgot to do that last show because we had about a week and a half, 2 weeks off. But it's wetalkwrestling.podomatic.com is the website where you can find all of our shows. Also, it's wetalkwrestling@aim.com is the email. If you have a question, we haven't done. We also, because we've had so much talk
from
about
Davey and some other people.
Yeah, Davey has sent us some stuff, so we really appreciate that again. And we're going to get to some mailbag questions here on the next show. So if you've got some, please, wetalkwrestling@aim.com, hit us up and let us know what you think. Or if you have a question, certainly give us a line, and we appreciate everything. So, and we've got wetalkwrestling.blogger.com.
Is
our blog
and of course on trend and
Twitter at We Talk Wrestling. Yes,
the best. I believe you described that blog. The ones I wrote as the best one syllable word blog on the internet.
They're very.
I admit it. It's the second best.
Me card read good. Yes, and that's mostly Mo that's going to be writing those because. I don't read, folks. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. Well, that's
Twitter.
That's it. Twitter. Yeah, I said that. We're We Talk Wrestling at Twitter. So follow us there, and that's we appreciate everything. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of
Eddie.
We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.